Section 1. You will hear a woman calling an insurance company to report an accident. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 7. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Rawlings Insurance, good morning, can I help you?
Oh, hello. I'm ringing to report an accident.
A car accident?
Yes.
Just hold the line a moment, please. I'm putting you through to our motor insurance department.
The insurance company representative is putting the client through to the motor insurance department, so motor insurance has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Rawlings Insurance, good morning, can I help you?
Oh, hello. I'm ringing to report an accident.
A car accident?
Yes.
Just hold the line a moment, please. I'm putting you through to our motor insurance department.
Hello?
Hello?
I understand you want to report an accident.
Yes. My car's been damaged. Someone came out in front of me.
Could I just check a few personal details before we go any further?
Oh, yes, sorry.
Your name, first of all?
It's Elizabeth Rickard.
Is that R-I-K-A-R-D?
It's spelt with a C, not a K.
Oh, OK. And your date of birth, please?
It's the 8th of October, 1975.
And lastly, I just need to check your address.
Oh, actually, I moved house last month, so the street name's different. It's 60 Forest Road. I think you've got 22 Ash Avenue on your records.
I have, so I'll just make a note of that. That's fine. And is that in the same town still, Callington?
That's right.
Right. Now, do you have your insurance policy in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Can you give me the policy number, please? It's at the top.
Oh, yes. 50924?
It's in a box. It should start with letters.
Oh, CZ8809?
That's the one. And now I want to ask you about the accident itself. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
First of all, did it happen today?
No, it happened yesterday evening, but by the time I got home it was late, so I didn't call.
That's not a problem. So, let's see. Today's the 13th of September, so it happened on the 12th, is that right?
It is.
Do you know approximately what time the accident occurred?
Oh dear, I wasn't wearing a watch and I was a bit shocked. But I'd say it was between 8.15 and 8.45.
That's OK. I'll just record that it happened at about 8.30. It doesn't matter exactly. And I don't suppose you've got any supporting evidence, have you? I mean witness statements, that kind of thing.
I don't have witness statements, I'm afraid, but I've got a police report. They came and measured up and checked the marks on the road. But unfortunately, nobody else was around at the time of the accident.
Any hospital report?
No.
So I take it you don't have any medical problems then? Any injuries?
Only minor ones. It was mainly the car that got damaged, luckily.
Absolutely. But we do recommend that you have a check-up anyway, within 24 hours if possible.
Yes, OK. I'll make an appointment today.
Fine. And now, can you tell me what happened exactly? I'm going to make a few notes.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 8 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 8 to 10.
I was driving home from the swimming pool and
I don't know Callington at all, so could you describe it for me? Where did the accident happen?
On the road between Newtown and Callington. I was driving from Newtown, heading towards Callington and...
OK, just let me draw the road layout. Right. OK.
When you leave Newtown, there's a sharp bend in the road and then there's a railway bridge.
OK.
And then about half a kilometre further on, there's a crossroads with traffic lights. And I was just in between the two when it happened. I wasn't going very fast. In fact, I definitely...
So you'd already gone over the bridge?
Yes. And I'd passed the park. That's on the right-hand side. And I was just approaching the petrol station.
Where's that, then?
It's a bit further along, on the opposite side.
So on your near side, then?
Yes. As I was approaching it, I saw a blue van coming towards me. The driver had stopped in the middle of the road.
Was he indicating?
Yes. He was waiting to turn into the petrol station, but then at the last minute he decided to turn right in front of me. He must have thought he had enough time, but I had to swerve to avoid him, and I came off the road and landed in a ditch on the opposite side.
I don't suppose he stopped, did he?
Oh, yes. He came over to see if I was okay, but he tried to say it was my fault, and there wasn't anyone else.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.